Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Tanana. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Randy Reddy. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Householder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Kochenour. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson bunts towards the mound. Kochenour settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor bunts towards the mound. Tanana fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gantner pinch runs for Paul Molitor. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing third base. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Moore and he is out, Romero applying the tag. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kochenour fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-1 in the game. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trammell moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Householder. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Trammell scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-1 in the game. Householder hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Householder. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Gibson moves to third. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kochenour fields it and throws to home to get Gibson. Parrish moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Bergman moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground for an out. Brookins moves to second. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Brookins moves to third. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-2 in the game. Reddy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reddy moves to third. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-2 in the game. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Reddy scores. Riles moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kochenour fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon is walked intentionally. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins throws to second for one, and Trammell throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Gantner moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman juggles the ball. That's an error on Bergman. Gantner moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Yount moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Brewers, 2. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Cooper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Brewers. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reddy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Ogilvy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Brewers. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Alejandro Sanchez pinch runs for Johnny Grubb. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner juggles the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Sanchez moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parrish hits a line drive towards third. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.